welcome to another episode of the Hitobox Podcast. I'm your host, Wes, and today we're finally back after a little hiatus. Not a lot going on the last couple of weeks, so I took a little bit of a break. And we're back, and we got a lot to cover and a lot of things coming up with E3 right around the corner. So let's dive right in. The Electronic Entertainment Expo, aka E3, is right around the corner, and things have already started to trickle out. Some of the new games we're already starting to hear about. Metroid for maybe the Switch, but not the one you're thinking of. It might be a handheld version of Metroid. Metroid Prime 4 is still a long ways away, but there is supposed to be a new Metroid game coming this year, probably for handheld or a 2D style game, maybe Switch, maybe 3DS, something like that. So that'll be coming up presumably this year at some point. It was also leaked that Mario and Rabbids is getting a sequel called Mario and Rabbids Sparks of Hope. The image of that game leaked, and that's a direct sequel to the hit Nintendo Switch game that came out a couple years back. And that game is quite outstanding, in fact. It may very well be one of the surprise hits of the entire Nintendo Switch catalog, because that game is way better than it probably had any right to be. But it is fantastic. It plays a lot like the game XCOM, Enemy Within, but this time it has Mario and all his gang with rabid characters. And you could also do this game co-op, which makes it even more fun. This turn-based RPG kind of game, tactics game, that goes through a lot of Mario levels and style gameplay. It's definitely worth checking out. It's almost always on sale across multiple places, but particularly on Amazon, it's usually running about $50. It's been on sale for a good while now, so you can always pick that up there. Anyways, the sequel is probably coming out next year at some point. I don't have the full details because, again, this was a leak, so I don't have a lot of info to tell you yet, but hopefully we'll hear more on the Nintendo Direct coming up later this week. Another tactical turn-based game that is coming out and was just announced was Metal Slug Tactics, which, not entirely sure what platforms, presumably Steam for sure, probably your Xbox, PlayStation kind of thing. If you check out the trailer, it looks a lot like Advance Wars a bit and has a lot of 2D cutscenes, which look fantastic, like they're ripped right out of like a 80s cartoon. If you don't know or remember Metal Gear Slug, that was a Contra-like side-scrolling shooter game that you could play with friends. It was also in the arcades back when those were a thing. Anyways, that is getting a tactical version of the game, which is very cool, very exciting. That may be one of the surprise sleeper hits of E3, if there's such a thing as E3 this year, as E3 looks to be attempting to be more of a streaming online this year sort of thing, because obviously there's a big, you know, pandemic thing going on, so the conference is not happening physically. But supposedly something online will be happening, although it looks like they're running into some issues. We'll see. Worst case, you know, we just get YouTube stuff anyways, so it doesn't matter. Another game recently announced was Jurassic World Evolution 2. So the fun real-time strategy Jurassic Park, or World, I guess I should say, game that released five years ago for basically every system. It's getting a sequel. The trailer for that came out, and apparently Ian Malcolm, or Jeff Goldblum himself, is the narrator once again. So you'll get to enjoy his fantabulous vocals and voice once again. The PlayStation 5 will be getting an exclusive Death Stranding Director's Cut version of the game More information on that will be coming out later. There is a trailer for it that did come out, so you can check that out for some more information, but there'll be a lot more details revealed at a later time. So if you didn't manage to check that game out already for PlayStation 4 and PC, you can get that new version, the full extent of it, later on the PlayStation 5, which, if it's, you know, exclusive to the PlayStation 5, it'll probably come to PC later on anyways, so don't be too worried about that. You'll just have to play the waiting game probably again for that. But another bigger reveal was that instead of Borderlands 4 getting announced, we are getting a spin-off called Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, which is a spin-off series, kind of like the pre-sequel, I guess, but focused more on Tiny Tina, who will be a presumably playable character, along with up to three other characters. Presumably, there is a trailer that came out, doesn't really show a lot. It looks like it's taking a lot of cues from the DLC in Borderlands 2, the Assault on Dragon Keep, I think it was called. And that was kind of like a Dungeons and Dragons kind of spin-off story, which happens to be one of the best DLCs in all of Borderlands. It was one of my personal favorites, not necessarily my biggest favorite, but I did really enjoy it. It was a lot different from what most of the rest of the game did and the other games did since then. I'm personally kind of unsure how I feel about this announcement, as Borderlands 3 literally killed the series for me, and if they would have announced Borderlands 4, I probably wouldn't have cared at all. The fact that this is focused on Tiny Tina herself and has to do somewhat in the realm of that DLC does intrigue me a little bit, at least. Maybe that'll bring me back for this, but we'll see. I need to see more footage and info about this. It does come out next year, so it should pick up on all the info coming out pretty soon here. We'll see if they show anything else later on, but all we have to go on right now is the trailer, which doesn't show any gameplay, so we'll see where that goes from here. There were also a bunch of indie games that were announced as well. Those, you know, take that as you will, but sometimes, you know, those are good. Sometimes they're just absolute shovelware, so I'm not going to get into those, but know that there are a lot of those that are coming out. You may want to look into some of those that are upcoming, see if they have trailers or not. If you have Steam, right now they're currently showcasing a lot of indie games at E3 right now. You can watch that live currently as of today. Keep checking Steam for more information on new games and upcoming games at E3. The new Borderlands game is actually already on there for purchase if you want to check that out. Moving on, what I am going to get into are some deals, as there's not really any other big news that I really want to dive into. Like I said earlier, E3 is right around the corner, so you'll be hearing a lot more stuff coming out very shortly. One big deal event that is upcoming, just to remind you, is Amazon's Prime Day, which is June 21st and 22nd, which is a Monday and Tuesday. I can't really highlight any deals for you because I have no clue what's coming. Sometimes Amazon does highlight deals early and showcase those. As far as gaming, typically they only have like a few pages worth of gaming deals. And then there's all those lightning deals that come out. So I don't know what's coming. I just want you to be aware that those are coming up really soon. And that'll be kind of in the midst of E3 stuff. So try to remember that that's going on as well. Something you can currently get for free, I know it's Epic Games Store, but it's free, is the game Control. You can pick that up for free over on the Epic Games Store, the website, or the application itself. The game itself is super trippy, and I don't think I can really explain it to you, but it is basically a third-person shooter with superpowers, kind of. It takes place in an agency building. That's all I'll say about that. I don't want to ruin anything for anybody, but that game was pretty fun. And do you know what the best thing about it is? It's free. And the fact that you can get it for free, even better. I know the application's not great, but a $30 game you're getting for free right now is a pretty good deal. If you're catching on, it is free. So get it, because it's free. Normally, I would mention Green Man Gaming, but today, I'm not going to really talk about it, because they don't really have anything good over there. Unless you're interested in the Doom franchise or the Battlefield games. Yeah, just not much going on over there right now. One thing that did recently come out was the game Biomutant, which I did mention, I think, in the last podcast that Green Man Gaming typically had a sale on that kind of every other day. It's not on sale right now, but I do want to kind of mention a brief review of the game because we did actually play through it. So I'll just do a quick, like, 1 minute dialogue on it and then move along to anything else I might have for the day. You might have been hearing a lot of reviews that say it's a pretty mediocre game, getting a lot of 4, 5, and 6 out of 10 kind of rankings. I don't necessarily agree with most of those. Now, I'm not going to say it's 9 or 10 by any means. I think right around 7 maybe is a good spot for the game if I had to give it a numerical value. It is an open world game, and it is a lot of fun. It has a lot of different and variations in combat. You can do melee, guns, you have powers and abilities. You can customize your character, and then you can deck them out with all sorts of different gear you acquire throughout exploring the world and doing quests and side quests. The world itself is very beautiful and very fun to explore. A little bit of a problem it does have is it recycles a lot of the world buildings and bases and dungeon. So that's really unfortunate that they did that. It really feels like they ran out of time or something and just started recycling some of the assets. So that's a little bit of a bummer. That really only gets annoying after you put in like 30 plus hours into it, because then you really start noticing that, like, oh yeah, I've been to this building before. But the first 30 hours, you're not really going to have that issue. And the game's not overly long if you choose not to do side quests and just focus through the main, well, I would say storyline, but there's not much of a story. It's basically, you know, save the world and save the tree of life, essentially, which is a very basic premise, and it doesn't really have cutscenes or anything like that. You mostly learn what's going on through characters in the game, and that's very minimal at best. The game does have a narrator, and I think it might be the same narrator that does Little Big Planet. I'm not totally sure on that, but it sounds very familiar. And that was very cool at first and a neat feature and idea, but man, does that get annoying fast. Literally, every time you do a certain action, the narrator says something, you do that action again, he says the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. It gets old. Luckily, you're able to turn that off for the most part. But there's still a few instances later on where that still is a problem. And a really strange thing I came to kind of notice over time is that the open world music at some points really sounds like the same open world music that was in The Witcher 3. And that's good and bad, as The Witcher 3's open world music was absolutely fantastic, knock out of this park great. But it feels weird hearing it again in a different game, like they tried to mimic it, and they didn't really try to do something really original. I know the devs are really working to fix things up that people complained about upon release, so there should be a lot of stuff they're still fixing and patching up. I know they already had 2 patches for the PlayStation, like, within the first few days. All in all, I think people should give it a shot. It is a fun game. Maybe wait a bit till it's a little cheaper. Like 25, 30 bucks absolutely would sell for that game very well. $60 is kind of steep for the game, I think, just based on what's there currently. And I'm not aware if there's any DLC coming to the game eventually. I don't know really what they do, except maybe build a new area, add some quests to it. I don't know if that would really be worthwhile. Maybe they should just move on. It could bring a little bit more life to the game. Anyways, yeah, I would give that probably a 7 out of 10. It was a good to great experience of a game. I think it's worth picking up on a lower price point, wherever you have it. I would say that if you're going to get it for the PlayStation 4, which is one of the primary places I played the game, it does hurt on frame rate pretty badly in a lot of places. So if you have a PS4 Pro or PS5, you'd be great. If you have the old PS4 brick, I would probably recommend waiting on it. Not to say you can't play it. It's very playable. It's just there's a lot of moments that are just going to chug like 12 frames per second bad. If you can get it on PC, definitely get it on PC. Those are my thoughts on the game. I don't want to ruin anything. There's not much of a story to ruin for you. But as far as the game itself, solid experience. It's getting a little more hate than I thought it would. But I just want to keep you aware that the game's not as bad as people are making it out to be. So maybe give it a try if you can. And that's pretty much it for today's episode. Like I said, there will be a lot of things coming up for E3. So there'll be a lot of news coming there. So I'm not sure. I might have to break into more episodes a week that are shorter. We'll see what comes out. Looks like E3 is going to be spread out over a decent amount of time, so I might be able to still get away with about one a week. As always, if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to email us at thehitobox@gmail.com. Our website is currently on the dead end of its life, as it just hasn't done well enough over the last year to really warrant keeping it. So we'll see what happens with that. It'll probably end. But like I said, this podcast will continue. And I thank you for all of your support and hope you'll continue listening and giving me feedback whenever you get a chance, and email us any questions you may have. Thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great, wonderful day and a great weekend. I'll see you next time on the Heat the Box podcast.